It's your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
It's 20 away from 9, PT in the Big Show, and a couple of Big Show guests in with some chocolate. Dave Vanderclay, who's the Ops Manager out at Mars Wrigley, and Sally McLaughlin, who's the Shift Manager, also from Mars Wrigley. Morning to you, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Good to hear. And Sally, good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm very well. You've just brought back a memory from days gone by. You said to me, PT, how long have you been here? And I had to do a little equation, 35 and a half years. And you used to listen to, what show was it on 3BA?
Was it the 3BA Rock Pile?
It was the 3BA Rock Pile.
So I remember ringing up as with my little sister and I trying to get our songs on. We're never successful in talking to you, so that's why I'm glad to be talking to you today.
So what song did you were never successful at getting on the radio?
I believe it was Balls to the Walls by AC/DC.
Balls to the Wall? No wonder we didn't play it.
I think it was my brother had some influence in getting my little sister and I to call up, so I think that was why we were never successful.
That is absolute gold and a great memory. Speaking of gold, in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Dave Vanderclay, Ops Manager of Mars Wrigley, you needed a gold ticket to get access to the Chocolate Factory, and of course we all know that Charlie ended up owning it. I guess it's every kid's dream and perhaps even a dream of some adults to work in a chocolate factory, and there's an opportunity that has arisen to give how many people the opportunity?
Yeah, so we're looking at a large group this time. So we've seen some pretty big growth with our business, and we're looking to put on a large group. So we will be putting on over 20 positions within the factory, which is really another about 10% of our total factory base. So excited to give those opportunities. And yes, it is like a gold ticket. It's pretty exciting to walk in those doors every day, walk out on the line and make such great products that we sell. So.
Now, Sally, you're part of the recruitment process, are you?
Yes. I've been at Mars for 18 years. So
right.
18 years ago, I put my name down for a job similar to what these applicants will be doing. I've done a variety of jobs since then, and now I'm a team manager of Maltesers. So
if I rock up today and ask to speak to you with my box of Maltesers as a bribe, am I in or not?
So obviously my lovely boss Dave's given me the day off for doing the radio this morning, so you won't actually get
pretty
in today.
Good, aren't I?
So, yeah, it is good. Thank you, Dave.
Memo to my boss, John Fitzgibbon, I'm out. Don't care who's in. I'm off to Mars Wrigley.
Well, you can apply for a job.
I think she's being nice.
Yeah.
She had some plan leave.
I can apply for a job.
You can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so absolutely. We welcome everyone. So
what do I need to apply for the job, please, Sally?
Just a resume. You can go on to seek.com. Oh, that's okay. You can just forward something in, go on to seek.com, or there was a big ad in Saturday's Courier, so you can have a look at that as well.
Right. So if I forward empty Mars wrappers to show that I'm a proven taste tester, would that get me the job?
You could potentially get a job on our taste panel.
A photo of my rather rotund belly. Would that give me a job?
Well, we have all sorts of bellies working for us at Mars.
There you go. I actually am speaking the truth when I say I've never in my working life had a resume.
Oh, well, that's because you've been here how long?
35 and a half years. I've had other jobs. Don't worry, Sal.
I'm sure you have.
Yes. Dave, this is a great opportunity. Why are you looking for so many? Is this because, and lots of people are experiencing this in business, a staff shortage, is that because of this, or is this because of that, I should say, or is it you just need, you know, your outputs?
I think, one thing, our growth is we've got a lot more growth than this year, and expecting what we will see happen next year with the innovation, and excitingly at the moment, Snickers is back in Ballarat, so we're back locally making Snickers. We've just
love
had the $30 million investment on our bar line, which allows those more opportunities for people in Ballarat communities to get other roles. And then on top of that, once you work at Mars, some of our people have been working for us for 30 years. So what we're doing is we're anticipating some of the retirees that will leave our business.
Yep.
We need to get ahead and actually put people on and train them to learn to make Mars bars. And
that is huge
some of these
forward
jobs,
thinking.
Well, some of these
huge
jobs don't take...
Thinking.
It's not one of those. Some of these roles could take 6 months to learn. So it's important that we get people in our business and teach them how to make these great products that we that you see on the shelves in our supermarkets.
But to, as a company, to think, to forward think like that, to say we have got members of staff here whom in the next few years are looking at retirement, and to say we need to be getting these people in now, that's just huge.
Yeah, well, it's for us, it's partnering with our associates, and we look to project when we think that they will part with us as a business, and you sort of hope that they would never would, but it will come to a point that they will, and then balanced with the growth that we're seeing, we want to make sure those associates are trained and ready to keep our products.
Sally, just to clarify, the people who get these jobs, they will be working with chocolate, right?
Definitely. It's definitely the perk of the job.
This is Ballarat's answer to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever wanted to work at Mars, now is the time. Sally McLaughlin, who's the shift manager and also in the recruitment side of things. Dave Vanderclay is the ops manager, who very kindly gives people days off just willy-nilly up there at Mars Wrigley, just willy-nilly. He loves doing that. He's the good bloke of the factory floor. I'd like a tour. Is there any possibility I could get a tour up there? Just throwing it out there.
Well, I think with the some of the COVID restrictions coming off, it has been quite strict. So certainly with the government regulations softening, I'm sure we can get you through.
My mum always said, Paul, if you don't ask, you don't know.
That's correct.
Or on the other side of life, if you don't ask, you don't get. Dave, Sally, Mars Wrigley, Australia, here in Ballarat, great to have you in the studio, and I'm sure you won't have any problems filling those positions up there on Ring Road, and have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.